Chapter 29 Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie. A total of 3 carriages came, 2 with people and 1 with luggage. The carriages were not luxurious, they were all covered with green cloth, looking a bit shabby. Han Ji ordered the servants to bring them into the palace. Xu Lan and Zhu Yuan Yuan were led into the main hall to meet Han Ji. Xu Ting's uncle and Xu Xuan didn't look alike, perhaps because Xu Xuan followed the old queen of Zhenbian, while Xu Lan looked like their father. However, Zhu Yuan Yuan had 3 things similar to Xu Lan. They both were gentle and pleasant looking, but Zhu Yuan Yuan's face was small, and the eyes were not the sharp eyes as the Xu family, but had a pair of almond-shaped eyes, which were very charming. Han Ji grabbed Xu Lan's hand affectionately, because when Han Ji first entered the Xu family, he was unable to give birth to a daughter for several years, and was picked on by the old lady, but it was Xu Lan who defended him at that time. Han Ji always remembered this, so he was very kind to his brother-in-law. After a good greeting, Han Ji shifted his eyes to Zhu Yuan Yuan, who was beside Xu Lan, and asked with a smile, "This is Yuan Yuan, right? He's so beautiful, let the uncle have a look." "How old are you?" Zhu Yuan Yuan replied softly, 17. "Come, this is your cousin's husband." Han Ji introduced the family members to the father and son one by one. Zhu Yuan Yuan greeted Du Sian, and secretly looked at him several times. He couldn't help but feel a little sour in his heart. He was dressed plainly, but Du Sian wore bright and beautiful clothes. His appearance and temperament was adorable when viewed alone, but compared with Du Sian's bright and majestic appearance, it seemed to be inferior. The most important thing was the temperament of Du Sian. Zhu Yuan Yuan felt a kind of embarrassment, and couldn't help but flinch. Could his plan with his father really succeed? "Your cousin is still at work, and you will see her in the evening." Then Han Ji introduced the 3 princes. Xu Lan and Zhu Yuan Yuan met them all one by one. Han Ji asked his servants to take them to settle down. The Zhenbian palace was very large, and Xu Xuan did not have too many servants, so there were many empty courtyards, and in order to welcome them, Han Ji had long cleared an elegant courtyard in the palace for them to live in. When Xu Ting returned in the evening, Du Sian mentioned it to her, and only then did she remember that her uncle had come with his cousin. "This is my daughter, Lan. You married early, I'm afraid you haven't met her yet," Han Ji said. Xu Lan smiled and said, "Indeed, I haven't seen her before. She really looks like my sister and looks talented." "Good to meet you, uncle," Xu Ting said. Xu Lan was more and more satisfied. Originally he only had one intention, but looking at Xu Ting, who looked outstanding in appearance and had an extraordinary temperament, he was immediately sure of his idea. Zhu Yuanyang had long been in the dark. He imagined what his cousin was like, but now he felt that all his imagination couldn't compare with Xu Ting. Such a cousin, he was willing. So Xu Lan quickly approached Han Ji to express his intentions. "Why did you come over? Do you need anything? If you need anything, you can tell brother-in-law, we are a family, don't be formal." Han Ji smiled. "Nothing, Yuan Yuan and I are both very comfortable here. Come and sit down, what's the matter then?" Han Ji asked. Xu Lan sat down and said with embarrassment, "Brother-in-law, you know my situation. After my wife died, I came to you with Yuan Yuan. It's hard for me to be at ease when Yuan Yuan marries anyone. If my brother-in-law doesn't dislike it, I want Yuanyang to marry Xu Ting. Brother-in-law, you raised your daughter in front of me, so I don't have to worry about Yuan Yuan being bullied when he goes to another family." As he spoke, Xu Lan felt sad and he couldn't help but shed tears. He quickly wiped it off with a handkerchief. Han Ji looked pitifully at Xu Lan. Han Ji was also a little moved by Xu Lan's proposal. He had seen Zhu Yuanyang. He looked docile, so he wouldn't make any mistakes. If Du Sian made him dissatisfied, he could immediately point Zhu Yuanyang to Xu Ting. After all, there were not many caring people in my daughter's courtyard except for Du Sian. However, Du Sian had only been married for a short time, and he was like Xu Ting's honey. Although he was Xu Ting's father, Han Ji, he really couldn't do it. If Xu Ting was not willing, even if he remembered Xu Lan's kindness and pity on them, Han Ji would never have a disagreement with his daughter because of an outsider. "Xu Lan, I'm afraid I can't give you an immediate reply on this matter. Xu Ting has her own plans. As a father, I have respected her since her childhood, and I don't know if she likes Yuan Yuan or not, it depends on her mind." Xu Lan's smile froze for a moment. He never thought Han Ji would answer this way. Shouldn't Han Ji agree immediately? "Of course." Xu Lan bowed his head. "If Xu Ting doesn't like Yuan Yuan, let's assume that they are not destined for each other, and after that I have to rely on my brother-in-law to help Yuan Yuan look for a suitable family." Han Ji agreed. "Of course, Yuan Yuan is my nephew. Of course Xu Ting would not agree." If a close relative got married, it would give birth to deformed children, okay. Xu Ting was a bit helpless, she didn't even quite understand why Han Ji had such an idea, she didn't even remember this cousin's face. Besides, she had Du Xian, and she would never marry another man in her life. But this couldn't be said to Han Ji now, and Han Ji definitely could not accept it at the moment. Father, that's my cousin. I think of him as my younger brother, no different from Xiao Jing, Xiao Yu and others. In that case, then father won't force you, I'll go and reject your uncle's proposal. Han Ji was still a little disappointed. He wanted to hold his granddaughter, but currently there was only Du Xian in Xu Ting's courtyard. If Xu Ting accepts Zhu Yuan Yuan, the chances would be higher. Father, with the Xu family as the backer, how can my cousin not marry into a good family? Tell my uncle that he does not need to hurry. A cousin is a cousin, a close relative by blood, and I don't have other intentions. The important things in life must be based on the cousin's own wishes. Understood, Han Ji looked at his daughter with relief in his eyes. Thinking about it now, he also felt that this was a bad idea. In the end, it was just the uneasiness of Xu Lan and his son. They were really sorry for Zhu Yuan Yuan. The nephew of Han Ji, the Xu family's bloodline, Zhu Yuan Yuan could choose a rich family. Wasn't it better? Han Ji and Xu Ting always thought about these two poor relatives, especially Zhu Yuan Yuan, and they did their best to maintain their dignity and respect both of them. But they didn't expect that Zhu Yuanyang would have been interested in Xu Ting. Before entering the capital, Xu Lan had talked to Zhu Yuan Yuan. He told him that it was the best choice to marry his cousin and stay in the Zhenbian Palace. So Zhu Yuan Yuan had already been mentally prepared, and he had already considered himself as Xu Ting's husband in his heart. When he saw Xu Ting for the first time, he blushed and his heart was beating very fast. As a result, Xu Ting rejected him, Zhu Yuan Yuan cried out in shame, and ran out of the courtyard where they were staying. Zhu Yuan Yuan was unfamiliar with the layout of the Zhenbian Palace, so he ran around and somehow found his way to the small garden next to Le Yun Shijun courtyard, hiding under a dense cluster of hibiscus flowers, crying and sobbing. Author note, Le Yun Shijun's son is Xu Jing tilde.